All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Cinema's lead shrinks.
By just a little bit. Right now it is Cinema plus 8,200 votes. Okay? Yesterday at 5 o'clock, we got the big vote drop, and it went from McSally plus 17,000 to Cinema plus 2,000. Then a little later, it went plus 9,000 for Cinema. So, this is where we stand right now, because I believe Yavapai County had a vote drop earlier today. Cinema plus 8,200 votes. The next vote drop today comes at 5 p.m., and we're going to be on it.
And according to KTAR political analyst Dr. Mike O'Neill, we talked to him yesterday. He says he's 90% certain the Democrat, Kyrsten Sinema, is going to defeat Martha McSally.
How about that?
Because we're going to get more, he says, from primarily Democratic parts of Arizona, like Maricopa County, Pima County, and that will help, or that's a good sign for Kyrsten Sinema. He basically called it and said 90%.
Yeah.
He's 90% sure.
Maricopa County recorder Adrian Fontes was on with Bruce and Pamela today, and he told them, we're making our way through about 345,000 ballots. We believe that we can get 65,000 to 75,000 of those ballots counted per day. And they're going to have an update every day, even on weekends,
right,
at 5 p.m.
Right.
Four.
Arizona State Superintendent race is tight.
This race obviously has not been called either. Who's going to replace Diane Douglas? As I said yesterday, Lloyd's cat would do a better job than Diane Douglas. But
shout out to Lloyd.
For Republican Frank Riggs versus Democrat Kathy Hoffman.
Yeah.
This is a race yesterday that flipped as well. So Hoffman is the Democrat, and she moved ahead of Riggs by about 20,000 votes. Now, that came down yesterday. Again, we're going to have that big vote drop at 5 p.m. today,
right.
We'll take a look at this race. Is this one race that could be called? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. But we do know that the race for Secretary of State also tightened. Katie Hobbs has gained on Steve Gaynor. What if we go into next year with a Democrat at the school level and a Democrat at basically the lieutenant governor level? Does that change the way Doug Ducey is governor? Does that change the trajectory, because he's going to have to work with Democrats now?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting as far as a race is concerned.
Well, Ducey said on election night he wants to work with the other side. You always take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
Does the other side ever want to work with the other side?
Eh.
No. But with Governor Ducey, he's not such a far-right governor. He really isn't.
Right.
He is not Trumpian by any means, even though Trump endorsed him. He's stayed at arm's length from Trump, so who knows?
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, GOP challenge being heard in court.
Yeah, as you heard on the Becky Lynn's newscast at 2, Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, is sitting in a packed courtroom waiting for the hearing to start regarding the counting of Arizona's early ballots. She says it's standing room only.
Okay, so Monica Lindstrom told us yesterday this is what the lawsuit's about.
Some Republican parties, there were four of them, sued every single county recorder in the state, there's 15 of them, and the Secretary of State. And essentially what they're saying, without going through the allegations and getting lost in the forest, is the way that early ballots are counted and verified is not consistent throughout all the counties, and that's not fair. It needs to be consistent.
So Arizona's GOP, in that case, I think kind of put up a flare, shot a flare gun in the air. At 2:15, the Arizona GOP now have said they've taken out all the heavy tanks and everything. Wait until you hear
what
the
latest.
The next step from the Arizona GOP, because it is mind-blowing what they're about to do.
Monica Lindstrom will join us after the hearing is finished. We're not sure what time that is, but of course that'll be from on our show 2 to 6.
Yeah, how long can something like this take?
Right,
if it started now,
around 2 o'clock. Yeah, so make sure you keep listening, and we'll get into what the Arizona GOP is like. Their next step is, and like you said, it's mind blowing.
Two.
D-backs mascots receive pay cut.
All right, remember the old adage, you get what you pay for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the...
That's why I'm paid more than you.
At the D-backs game, their mascots are making $60 a game, and next season they'll make even less. I don't know how much. I don't know. How much do you pay a mascot? I don't know. Well, I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay, these are like the 10 feet tall, oversized.
Right.
Like
Randy
Gonzo,
Johnson, Luis, yeah, Luis Gonzalez.
Matt Williams, Mark Grace.
Right. Or you have like a hot dog, a mustard bottle. You see them all over running around the infields, right?
Does it include Baxter?
See, how much do you pay the actual mascot of the team, and then these people who run around in these costumes? I don't know what a right salary should be.
I don't know what a right salary should be either. But my thought is that they do this in like the seventh inning or the fourth inning. I don't remember whatever
seventh inning stretch.
And then they run around the field, and it's like, you know, which one is going to win, and it's the only thing that gets Diamondbacks fans out of their seat to get excited, right?
Right.
So, if you're just showing up to work and you're running one race, you're lucky you're getting $60.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if this is good or if this
is
bad.
It's like a 5-minute day. You get 60 bucks.
I wouldn't do it, though. You know how hot those things are?
Hot.
One.
Big change at the Arizona-Mexico border.
Yeah, the president today fulfilled his midterm promise to crack down on undocumented immigrants crossing the southwest border by signing a proclamation today that will make it harder for immigrants to claim asylum if they are caught outside of the ports of entry. So you've got to come through the port of entry in Yuma, the port of entry in Nogales. You have got to come up and stand in line or sit in the car or whatever. You cannot, like, just cross the border in the Tucson or Yuma sector and go up to a Border Patrol agent and go, "Hey, I know you're looking for me. I want to claim asylum."
I'm not sure why we need, I guess, one of these executive orders, but I'm fine with it because I think what Trump is trying to say is just follow the law. Here's the law. If you come to a port of entry and you want to claim asylum, you have every right to do that. That's the law here in the United States. But if you go elsewhere and you just want to cross somewhere, you can't claim asylum.
But under international law, they say you can do that. It doesn't matter where you're from or where you cross. You can claim asylum.
What does American law say? American law says you got to do it at a port of entry.
I'm assuming that they're following international law. I don't know.
I think
else why would he have to make this proclamation?
Well,
I don't know. We
make the laws in this country. We don't let other people make the laws that we follow.
But the other thing is, why only 90 days? He says last 90 days or less.
I think it's because he's going to try and negotiate something with Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala first.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Arizona Republicans go to war with Maricopa County over the Sinema McSally race. This is huge. We're going to talk about it in a second.